Like to welcome everyone to a chilly Sunday morning here in the cold of winter in South Florida. It's sunny, but it is cold. Standing here in my with my hot water, trying to warm up. But okay, Be'ezus Hashem, the fire of Torah should embrace us all. Now, today's shir is entitled The Ideal Footwear for Davening and Brachos. What is the ideal footwear that one should be wearing when he davens, when he says brachos? And it is actually a funny story that really inspired the shir. I'll begin with the funny story. I was by someone's house not too long ago, very nice person, and this family, this house, has a very strict no shoes policy. When you walk into the house, you have to take off your shoes. If you want, you're given a pair of brand new Amazon slippers. But you cannot walk around the house in shoes. That's policy. Okay? I was a guest. You know, I wasn't going to stand in any rabbinic principles of wearing shoes, you know, just sit by a Shabbat Suda. So sure, I obliged, took off my shoes, and I had quite an enjoyable meal. Comes the end of the meal, right? I was a guest, so, you know, other than say Divrei Torah, I didn't make Kiddush, I didn't make a motzi. But comes the end of the meal, it's time to bench. You know, I go to get my hat, and I realize, I'm going to put on my hat for benching. What about my shoes? Hit me, l'chora, I should be wearing shoes also. Okay, we'll talk about this later. So I ask my gracious host, would you mind? I'm just going to carry my shoes to my seat, sat in my seat with my shoes, washed my machronim now for two reasons. And benched. And I believe my host said to me, wow. He's host to many people, including many rabbanim.
You put your shoes on?
I put my shoes on for benching. And my host, of what I remember, was quite surprised. He's like, I've hosted many rabbanim and many people. You're the first one who ever asked for his shoes for benching. He even offered me, if I want, I could even walk with my shoes. But I was going to just, I held them. Sat down and bench. So this story enlightened me. Hey, you know, I think it's a good topic to talk about. Footwear for davening, brachos, and we'll see. I want to begin by posing multiple questions on the topic. And hopefully by the end of shir today, we'll touch on all of them. Firstly, as the shir title touches on, what is the ideal footwear? Obviously, shoes work, even brown shoes. But ideal footwear, I didn't say for Lakewood or Brooklyn. I said ideal footwear in general. So, do slippers work? Do Crocs work? What about socks, with or without? What about socks that don't really look like you're wearing socks?
Socks all gotta be socks.
Right. So what would you say about those? Yes, I heard that funny story. Another area of question. Is there a difference between, let's say, Shmona Esrei, Davening Shmona Esrei, versus other brachos? They have the same standard, different standards. What about benching? I told my story, but where does benching fall in? Do you have to be more makbid, less makbid when it comes to Berachos HaMazon? What about a case, and this is probably comes up quite a bit, where you don't have shoes? You're by the pool, you're by this, you're by that. Should a person not make those brachos? Should he not bench? Should one not daven if they don't have the footwear? I think these are all interesting questions that we could deal with. And I'm sure everyone in this room has been in a situation. You went ice skating and you went in slides, took off your skates, and okay, you want to have a nice snack in the ice skating rink after you come back. You know, after you're skating there. So all I have is slides. I have socks. Could I make brachos in slides? Slippers? Is it make a difference, as we said, if it's a bracha versus berachos hamazon? Make a difference what snack you're having, in that sense. So I want to talk about all these shilos, and hopefully many more that you guys will bring up. But firstly, I want to tell you how this shiur ties into this past week's parsha. Maybe you'll tell me. Excellent. And Moshe Rabbeinu, after the burning bush, when he sees the burning bush, the snap. So Hashem calls out to Moshe. Hope we don't have the Ten Commandments version in our minds. But Hashem calls out to Moshe, and Hashem says to him, Moshe, Moshe. Moshe says, Hineni. So Hashem tells Moshe, stop. Don't go further. Atikrav halom. Shal na'alacha mi'al lagralacha. Take off your shoes. So I've seen, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but people, this is, wow, look. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't wear shoes. He spoke to Hashem. No? Avram made them take off their shoes. They worship the dust.
Right.
Worship the dust of their feet. What about in the base of Mikdash? So are there good sources for, in general, not even wearing shoes? Rabbi, why are you making a big deal what I wear on my feet? Look, this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu took off his shoes when he speaks to Hashem. So firstly, I would like to bring two halachic sources. I didn't put these in the Mar Makomos. It's just background. From this week's parsha, there's a medrash in Shmos Rabbah, Beis Yud Gimel, where it darshens the pasuk Shal Na Halacha, Kol Makom Shehashchina Nigles, As B'Nilas Asano, where Hashem reveals himself, is prohibited from a person wearing sandals, wearing shoes. And that's why Hashem was revealing himself to Moshe. So it was Amas Kodesh, it was holy ground. So Hashem tells Moshe, take off your shoes. V'chein b'Yoshua shal na'alacha. We also find the Nach Bucky's over here, that Hashem also told Yoshua the same thing, take off your shoes. V'chein ha'kohanim lo shimshu b'mikdash el yachifim. This is all, it's not on your sheets. I'm reading you a medrash. Medrash says that the Kohanim in the base of Mikdash also served Hashem without shoes. And it's all for this concept that where it's Admas Kodesh, where Hashem is revealing himself, the proper thing is not to wear shoes. I see there's another medrash that also says that the Levium, for example, it wasn't just inside the base of Mikdash they didn't wear shoes, but even when they carried the Aron, I assume it's the same type of idea, since the Aron HaKodesh is holy, they also carried that without shoes. Right? We know nowadays, Kohanim, when they go to Duchen, they take off their shoes. Hopefully someone doesn't hide it from them. They get it back afterwards, the Kohanim. But Levim is just supposed to wash their hands, not steal their shoes. Okay, so that's one That's one medrash. There's also a Gemara in Brachos and Samach Beis on Beis, where the Gemara says Loikanis Lahar Abayis B'Makolo Manolo Fundoso Va'avak Shal Raglav. Right, you're not supposed to go into the Har Abayis with your staff, with your shoes, or with the dust of your feet. Okay. The Gemara says you can't spit there either. The Gemara says even those Sfardim who are davening Olenu, Shehem Shtachim Lehevav Rik. Right? Anyone who knows. Right? So the spitting, the Gemara says, is a Kal V'chomer from shoes. Just like the shoes, it's not a bizayon if you wear a shoe in such a place. Rekika, spitting, which is a derech bizayon, certainly. So here the Gemara spells out that wearing shoes is not bizayon. It's not disgraceful for an Amos Kodesh, but it's a proper kavod to take it off. Another interesting thing I see brought down here from the Sefer Hasidim, that when one goes, practically, one goes nowadays to shul, they should check their shoes. It shouldn't have any, dirt on it, schmutz on it, because the Torah says, Shal Nohorech, that you have to be careful with your footwear, okay, when you're in the shul. Now, from these sources, from these midrashim, these gemaras, it would seem that there is a tzad that one could daven barefoot. And in fact, I did find in some Sephardic literature that, especially in a place where that is the minhag, let's say, in Afghanistan today, right? The minhag is, people go without shoes, even in front of dignitaries. We'll talk about that in a moment. But there might be something that, for some Sfardim, they might have some type of mesora to daven without shoes. It might be such a thing. But what I would like to do now is go through the common halacha, which we'll first talk in general about the proper clothing a person should have for davening, and then we'll talk specifically about footwear. So if you're riding a flying carpet, it might be different. But now we're going to get to just the basic background of halacha. So if you look on your sheets, we're going to start with Simen Ayin Dalet. This is actually in Hilchos Kriya Shema. Okay, Sivov. It says like this. Haisa taluso chagura al masnav. You have, literally it says a talus, but it means some piece of clothing on your waist. L'chasosa, to cover a person up, imasnav lomata, from his waist and downwards. Right? No, it's talking about a talus. And, practically, someone jumps out of the shower, someone comes out of the pool, the mikvah. So you have a towel wrapped around you. Even if his upper body is exposed. Mutar likros kriyashma. According to the letter of the law, we'll see this in a moment, one would be allowed to recite kriyashma like that. Either one, right? A person sleeps without a shirt, and his roommate wakes him up. Wake up! It's time for Kriya Shema. He's sleeping. He has, let's say, something. He's wearing pants below, but he's not covered on top. One would be allowed, we'll analyze this in a moment and drop more, to recite Kriya Shema. But the Mechaber delineates Avol Hispalel Aser Achi Chasalipa. But to daven, tefillah here means Shmona Esrei, it would be prohibited until his body is covered. So one would be not be allowed to recite Shemona Esrei dressed like that. So Sof Zman, Kriya Shema, that you could do, even without a shirt on. We'll see the ideal thing in a moment. But for Shemona Esrei, not. So we already see from the Mechaber itself that there's a distinction between Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei. Good point. That reminds me of a story. The question that was asked was, the halacha here is talking about Kriya Shema. So he says, Kriya Shema, we talk about the Parsha of Tzitzis. We also talk about the Parsha of Tefillin. But at least Tzitzis, he says, would there be an issue of a person saying Kriya Shema with his body uncovered? Obviously, he doesn't have Tzitzis on. So it reminds me of a story. Once there was a Rebbe who was vecking, who was waking up the Talmidim. And, you know, it's a fight. You don't have to wake the Talmud up, you know, you say, Yankel, time to get up for Shacharis. Like, you know, you just, I've been there. I've had to do the duty before, right? I'll just, like, flip over, go the other way. Okay, sleeping, you know. Well, I once saw someone dedicated, like, a dorm room in Yeshiva. It had this, like, you know, cute line or something, like, dedicate to people who sleep in this room, but not during share, something like that. But anyway, so one time a Rebbe's going around to try to wake a guy up. So Alan, this Rebbe decided to be a little bit, you know, frisky. So sometimes what you do is you pull on the guy's blanket, right? You know, he's like, "Oh, there." So this Rebbe went and, like, you know, pulled on the guy's blanket, maybe a little too hard. And next thing he knew, the Rebbe sees that this Talmud didn't really wear anything to bed. He was unclothed under the blanket. To which the Rebbe, without flinching, you know, missing a beat, his Talmud was wide awake the moment that blanket came out. The Rebbe, without flinching, says to him, "I see that you're not wearing tzitzis." It's not the only thing he wasn't wearing. But thank you, Rachmil. You remind me of that story. So, classic story. Yes, a water gun is much safer. You're right. Right? Right? There's a story about that too. Yes, a water gun is much, much safer. But who knows? The Rebbe might wet your bed. Now, let's see the Mishnah Brura on these halachas. I think it's important, the halachas, to see. Now, the Mishnah Brura writes, let's go to the beginning of Vav. Yimastav lamat. Mata, if a person's clothed from his waist downwards, Ratzalomar means to say, Afiru rak alamata merivaso, even if he's just wearing, let's say, shorts, Dibized dai midina la kriyashma. Mishbura adds another facet. You don't have to be wearing pants for kriyashma, just shorts. As long as your midsection is covered, your erva is covered, that alone is enough. So you can literally say kriyashma in your boxers. Aval tefila tzarech sheye mechusa kol gufo, but when it comes to tefila, there you would have to cover one's body. Now, the Mechaber wrote that it's mutter likros kriyashma. So the Chafetz Chaim adds a very important two words. This idea of a guy who's just woke up, he's just wearing a pair of underwear and nothing else, technically speaking, you should obviously put in the yarmulke, but put in the yarmulke, shlof kapel, we'll see about that in a second, and say Kriya Shema. The Chafetz Chaim adds, b'makom hadchak, where you're stuck. You woke up, there's 5 minutes right? Kriya Shema, Sof Zman, Kriya Shema doesn't go when you start, it goes when you finish. And really, when you do it in Shul, people always mistake this, in the Porna Halacha, is Sof Zman, Kriya Shema goes by the end of the Birchas Kriya Shema, which means Gaal Yisrael, right before you start Shema Esrei. That has to finish by the end time. A lot of times, Shuls, they time it to the moment, and at best, Hashem will give them MS. Those last three words, they got in just by the nick of time. That's not ideal. The real ideal is the end of Birchas Kriya Shema to be by that time. So let me just finish this thing and I'll take your comment. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, this whole idea of saying Kriya Shema in bed in your underwear, that's only b'makom adchak. The lavachi einachem lechachila lasos kein. It's not proper to do such a thing. Afilo be'eza bracha, even for any bracha, the kol shekein b'kriya shma, and certainly by kriya shma. Very, very important mishabura, which we're going to spend time talking about in a moment. But the Chafetz Chaim, the first step from this Chafetz Chaim in the mishabura is the whole idea of saying kriya shma when you're just wearing shorts is very, very b'di'eved shas adchak. But ideally, one should never do that. You should always be clothed. Yes?
By davening, you say you have to be clothed, right?
So, yes.
So that would be like a davening t-shirt and shorts? Or
does it say that? We'll talk about that soon. Yes. Now, let me just analyze what the Chafetz Chaim wrote. He's saying this doesn't just apply to Kriya Shema. This applies l'chachila to any bracha. Now, look, if a person wakes up in the middle of the night and they happen to be wearing shorts, they need a drink, and they want to make a bracha, so, okay, that might be a shas adchak. But in general, when one makes a bracha, you know, we live, talking to the life share here, you know, we live in Florida, and, you know, there may be people that, you know, have a pool, they spend a lot of time by the pool. So these are, you know, maybe we should just give a share, you know, the Florida life. Halachas of living, you know, having a pool in your backyard. So, you know, people can spend a lot of time by their shul, by a pool. And you see, now, you know, obviously when a person's in the pool, you know, you're not going to be wearing things. Nowadays, some people wear t-shirts. But you're not going to be fully clothed in a pool unless someone threw you in. But when you're around the pool, if you're not in the water, you don't need it. There's definitely an idea for a person to put on some clothes because you're going to be sitting there sipping your martini all day. You know, ideally, these things need brachos. The brachos need for a person to be more clothed than just a pair of shorts on, ideally. So especially if a person's going to sit there for a while, it's kedai to put on clothes. Yes? So again, wrapping oneself in the towel is, I would say, very b'di'evet. Does that work for making a bracha? Yes, as long as your midsection is covered, then you can make brachas. But the ideal is, right, a robe would be better, right? That's madrigas, right? If you're wearing a robe, at least your upper body is somewhat covered. You know, probably even better to wear a t-shirt. Fully covered, right? Sitzes too, wow. Funny things, right? Luban were here, right? Luban would tell me, you have to tell them every minute they wear tzitzis, it's a mitzvah. Right? Luban tells the boys in yeshiva all the time, you take a nap on Shabbos afternoon. Now, maybe some of us are fortunate to take a nap other days of the week too. But Shabbos afternoon, you take a nap, right? Luban would tell people, keep your tzitzis on. Two reasons. Firstly, because every single moment you have tzitzis on, you get a mitzvah. So you're sleeping anyway. Why not get mitzvahs when you sleep?
The rush.
But another reason is there's also halachic shilas. If you take your tzitzis off, then it'll be shilas about a bracha when you put them back on. Do you make a new bracha or not? Is it a hefsek? Not a hefsek. So it really is best if a person ever takes a nap during the day to keep their tzitzis on. And yeah, if you buy the pool and you come back, you come out of the pool, it really is the right thing. You shouldn't be sitting in there sipping martini without a shirt on, even though it looks better for the pictures. No. It's ideal to put on the shirt, to put on the tzitzis. Ask him. Yes. Interesting question. That's okay. Yeah. Yeah. You can take it off. Whatever works better. Yes.
So at night also, but you don't have to wear it. Still
yeah, night's a little different. That's why I specifically said sleep during the day. Okay. Well, that's a chumrah.
Where is it though? Still miswhat?
Huh? There's a shita, but the normative practice is not to wear tzitzis at night. No. Normative halacha. Chumras are some of the individuals that do that, but yeah. Okay. Now, again, I want to focus on the second half of this, that Mishnah Berurah we just read. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, really, these halachos are not limited to Kriyat Shema. It applies to brachos. Also, it's just kol shekein Kriyat Shema. Now, why is Kriyat Shema a kol shekein? I assume because Kriyat Shema is a deraisa. Most brachos are derabanan. Kriyat Shema is a deraisa. So that's a kol shekein when it comes to Kriyat Shema that one do it. But all brachos really have that added respect that one should ideally be covered up when they recite any brachos. So again, that means by a pool, that means even in the middle of the night, if a person is going to say a bracha, the ideal is to put on clothing at least to cover one's upper part of his body too. Now let's read a couple more Mishnah Berurahs. Mishnah Berurah again said, Mutter Likros Kriyat Shema, Chaf Gimel writes, Kivan She'arvaso Amachusa, V'gamatalas Mafsik, Bein Liba La'erva, fine, that's okay. But he writes, but it's Aser L'Espalo Achi Chasa Libo. The language the Machaber used, it's Aser to daven until you cover one's literally heart. But the Chafetz Chaim adds, in Chaf Dalet, Huadin Kol Gufo. When it comes to davening, it doesn't just mean you're supposed to cover your heart, you're supposed to wear a t-shirt, cover your chest. No, it means your whole body. V'nagat Libo Aydi Dereshin, V'kriya Shema, Ein Tzorech L'Chasas Libo. By Kriyat Shema, you don't have to cover your upper body. But when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, it's not just you have to cover your upper body and your lower extremities. No, you have to, what's it coming to add? Not just your upper body and your midsection. Really, Pashup Shat, it means your entire body. It means not shorts, I assume. It means
shoes.
Right? I think Reb Chaim Kadayevsky used to make trouble for people who would wear short sleeve shirts. You are revealing part of your body, but okay. Right. Okay, okay. Yes, there are those that do, right? Especially here in Florida. Now he writes, "Vitam, what's the reason why by tefila we're makban and all these things? The tefila chamura, fisha b'tefila tzarech liros as atzmo ka'omi lefnei melech umedarbi imo." By tefila, you're literally, by Shemona Esrei, you're standing in front of Hashem, the King of all kings, and you're speaking to him. Should tzarech lamul be'ema, you would have to stand with fear. Avol b'kriya shma, in medaber l'fnei ha-melech. But by kriya shma, you're not talking to the king. So that's why... Okay, didn't get a good answer yet. So, Lamaisa, the Chafetz Chaim is writing, when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, there it takes a higher madrega because you're talking to Hashem. You're standing in front of Hashem. So that's why ideally you fully have to be covered. And Kriyat Shema doesn't have that din. You're not speaking to Hashem. I think a lot of times we mistake this. We just think all of davening is talking to Hashem. We just have this concept. But it's not true. Shemoneh Esrei is, that's the moment in time. Everything else, you're praising Hashem. You're doing a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, accepting Om Malchus Shemayim. But Shemoneh Esrei is when you get into the chambers. Think about it. You know, Pesukei Zimra and Kriyat Shema, you're waiting outside, and you take those three steps forward, back, and then forward. And you go, that's when you go into the chamber to talk to Hashem, is during Shemoneh Esrei. So that requires this higher level of respect, which means for a person to be fully clothed. And that's why Shemoneh Esrei has this higher standard. But again, ideally, even for Kriya Shema, even for brachos, one has to do this. There's an interesting debate. What about Torah? What about when you learn? Can a person learn in shorts? Can a person learn in a t-shirt and shorts? What would we say? All that the Chafetz Chaim speaks about over here, right? He doesn't say anything about Talmud Torah.
You bring the skin of
doubt
when you learn.
Okay. But am I talking to Hashem? They say from the Ragachev a good line. He says, Tefillah is you talking to Hashem. Lima Torah is Hashem talking back to you. So that's like your, it's Hashem's words. It's Das Hashem. So Lamaisa Rav Scheinberg, I heard, wanted to be medayik from this Mishnah Berurah. Although, look, the Mishnah Berurah only spoke about Kriya Shema and Tefillah and Brachos. He didn't say anything about Talmud Torah. However, people bring, if you look on top of the page, in Simen Ein Vav, Sif Katan Beis, there he writes, I'll just quickly read it, the side was cut off. Da, de b'chol ha'alachas elu, whenever we talk about the standards what you need for Kriya Shema, whether we're talking about things permitted, things which are prohibited, we're not talking only about Kriya Shema. So there, for that area, there he does talk about Torah. So I'm not sure. Dirshu wanted to bring this as a kash on Rav Scheinberg. I'm not sure. I could see this as a riot to Rav Scheinberg. Those are different halachas. Those are halachas about saying something in front of an erva. So he says when we talk about Kriya Shema, we also mean Limud Torah. That may not be the same thing for learning Torah. Rav Scheinberg might be Medayik. I should write Dirshu a letter. But, okay. So it's not clear. Yes, for learning Torah in front of some, you know, scantily clad person, that would be an issue. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is writing over here. But the Shaila is, in terms of the respect for Talmud Torah, here the Chafetz Chaim doesn't mention anything about Torah. So it could be it's Shteidinim, to recite words of Torah in front of something which is improper. That may not be allowed, because it's Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. But it could be in terms of the respect for Limud Torah. It may not be the same Madrega.
Call Homer to be for sure you should be yourself.
Right. You make me tell another story, right?
Yeah.
One time, Rav Nachum Hertzavitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, was giving share. And he was getting, into his share. So he takes off his jacket in the middle of share. And, the Mir is always a yeshiva that had an eclectic group of Talmidim. Had some chassidish to Bachrim. And they were a little surprised, that the Rebbe takes off his jacket. So they said something. He takes off his jacket, but didn't share. So Rav Nachum said back a sharp line to his chassidish to Talmidim. It's a joke, but a little sharp. He's like, by the chassidim, where everything's an avoda, everything's like, okay, now I'm going to light menorah. Now I'm going to like this. So also, their limud Torah is also an avoda. Now I'm going to learn a little Torah. So they get dressed up for every avoda they do. By us litvaks, it's kihim chayenu. It's our life. If it's kihim chayenu, I could do that in my short sleeves. That was Rav Nachum's sharp line back. So, yeah, that would fit with this Mishnah Berurah, Scheinberg's diet, that we learn Torah in our pajamas too. You have a good kasha, you can't sleep, right? You're in your pajamas. You can think about the kasha. Now, let me get to Shoes. Gosh. Simon Tzadi Aleph, Sif'e. Lo Yama Bafundasa Hovlosh Magula. Person can't daven with his head uncovered. Actually, if you look at the Mishabura Yudbeis, beginning of Yudbeis, there he talks about the concept of having one head covered, not just with a yarmulke, but the Chafetz Chaim writes about with a hat for davening. Robe v'raglayim megulim, and not with uncovered legs. In derech anshei hamakom shel yam b'vnei gedolim el b'atei raglayim. In the case, in places where people will not stand in front of chashuv of people without pants on, without being dressed up. I think recently there was a story I saw in the news where the head of Ukraine went to the White House. So he was wearing what he wears every day, like some t-shirt and cargo pants. And you know, that's his image as a war leader, the head of the army. And there were, I'm glad to hear in America, there are some commentators that were upset with him. How can you go to the White House and not put on a suit? Baruch Hashem, at least within some circles, there still is an idea, some modem of respect that, until the 80s, there's no such thing as taking a picture of the president while he's jogging. Right? Then it became, a lot of things have been downgraded. Rabbi Hanukkah used to talk about JFK showed up to his inauguration without a hat, the first of the presidents. Unfortunately, in the country, a lot of things have been downgraded. But it doesn't mean that's not the proper respect. Right? The proper respect, look, in the 1930s, you look at a baseball game, everyone was wearing, a black hat. It looks like a good convention. Right? Okay, maybe they weren't all black. Fine. But everyone was wearing a fedora at a baseball stadium, not a baseball cap. Everyone was wearing mamish. It looks like the firmest shoal in New York. Right? All wearing hats. Okay, there's a certain cover. So too with dress, the person that got dressed up for tefillah, to wear a jacket, that's all, a form of respect. But specifically, he talks here about wearing the Shabura at the end of Yud Beis. He writes, in the middle there, the last small line, Mikol Shekein, Kishalovi Sandova, Akar Megula, Kol Shekein is not proper for a person to daven when he's wearing a sandal and his heel is uncovered. Kol Shekein, that's not proper. So I did once hear of a posek that allowed people to wear Crocs, but I spoke to others and they said, Crocs are slippers, and really it's ideal. People should not wear that for davening. You find a lot nowadays, there are more and more slippers being manufactured that people try to wear slippers all day. But ideally, when it comes to davening, one should wear shoes that have a back, that are fully covered. A yeshiva bacher that is too lazy to put on the back of his shoe and is just stepping on the back of his shoe might be considered in this category too. Also to wear socks, that the socks cover one's thing. Right? Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, that's different. There one would be allowed to daven in socks. Again, most people do wear slippers there, but there's a specific isser. One can't wear shoes. But other than that, one should wear slippers. Some people should not wear slippers or Crocs. They should wear shoes, they should wear socks. This, as we come back to answer, it affects all brachos, including Shemona Esrei, especially Shemona Esrei, I should say. What about Berachos HaMazon? Just my consultation with some poskim yesterday, he said, Pashtas Berachos HaMazon has, it's interesting. On the one hand, Berachos HaMazon is not Omi Lefnei Melech like we have by Tefillah. But we see a higher form, this is a posek that quoted me, of respect we have for Berachos HaMazon than any other bracha. It doesn't say by Kriya Shema that you have to wear a hat. But the Chafetz Chaim does write for benching, one should wear a hat. So the fact that there's a higher form of respect shown for Berachos HaMazon, Berachos HaMazon really is up there. So certainly one should wear shoes for Berachos HaMazon, 100%. Poshet. I forgot to put that in my original questions. But yes, So I would say like this, and I would say the same thing for Crocs. If you're dealing with a person that has an ailment with his feet, and look, that's what he wears. He wears sneakers. You know, I know Rosh Hashivas, there are many of them. They wear sneakers all day. You know, now a black sneaker will be more respectful as if it blends in, a darker sneaker would blend in versus a white sneaker. But yeah, if a person's wearing sneakers because, you know, their feet need it, then okay, then that's what you need to do.
But,
huh? We boycott Nikes nowadays. But in terms of waiting, you know, it's interesting. There's a Bir Halacha on the side here, and I did see the Shaila asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky that, and this I saw a difference in Poskim. I saw a difference between within Sephardic Poskim, Ashkenazic Poskim, definitely Yeshiva Poskim. What should be if you don't have the proper clothes? Should I not daven? Or should I daven? And let's say especially if it's a child of a minion. So there are those that say, look, tefillah b'tzibur is a very important thing. And as long as your body is covered, right, you're wearing a shirt, let's say for tefillah, wearing pants, just don't have the most respectful clothing. You're wearing sneakers, you'd rather put on shoes, you'd rather put on a jacket. Okay? So there are definitely those who say it's better to daven with a minion without. And without one. But at the same time, I've seen others who say not like that. Chaim Kanievsky has said stronger that no, person should wait to get the proper clothing to daven, even if it will mean missing with a minyan. I believe what Chaim Kanievsky said, even if it misses Zman Tefillah. It's that important to wear the proper clothing. And yeshiva policy back in the day in yeshiva was... like Rav Chaim Kanievsky's, for sure, he would say daven in the side room, but they were mock with gummer. If a guy wasn't wearing clothing up to par, there's a tap on your shoulder, right, your Rechmiel? There's a tap on your shoulder that a person should try to keep up with. But either way, I'll finish up and I'll take questions. What I believe you walk away, the takeaway, you walk away with your shoes from this share is that whatever one can do to respect tefillah, it's important to do, especially here in Florida, which times people are sitting by the pool and they run to daven. You know, it's always best, don't come in your Crocs, in your slides, try to please put on shoes. It's more respect for davening. When you take your three steps back, you'll realize, hey, you know, my steps, every step I take, the way I present myself to Hashem, is part of the formula that we give, that we want for our tefillahs to be answered. And the extra few moments it takes to put on shoes and to be dressed properly could go a long way for Hashem answering our tefillahs. Thank you, everyone, for coming. The Ezra Hashem.